Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz's push for stricter gun laws is losing momentum at the legislature. Despite renewed urgency after the Annunciation school shootings and the assassination of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman, Republican lawmakers remain opposed to banning assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines. Walz wants to call a special legislative session to advance his gun safety proposals, but passage would require bipartisan support, which looks unlikely. Political analysts say it won't be easy for Governor Tim Walz to win re-election again next year. Carleton College professor Stephen Scheer says three times is not always a charm.
There is a problem with running for a third term because voters have seen the show. They've seen the rerun in the second term, and now you have to get them to vote for season three. So we'll see if that can happen.
Scheer says Governor Walz may not have sought a third term if former House Speaker Melissa Hortman were still with us. The Minnesota Department of Health is hosting a public hearing tonight at Mercy Hospital in Fridley after Allina Health announced it's shutting down the inpatient chemical dependency unit. Nurse Jean Freitag says the unit is an entire floor dedicated to treating chemical dependence, a kind of compassion and care that won't be offered in other facilities.
We understand it. We're not angry at the people. We're not blaming them. We have a psychiatrist, psychologist, registered nurses, and then we have the whole hospital.
And the body of a missing hiker from Minnesota has been recovered in Montana. Red Lodge Fire and Rescue reports 23-year-old Tim Sanford from Minnetonka was swept into a creek June 8th. His body was located 1,500 feet downstream by search teams using a drone. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is encouraging farmers to apply for grant funding that would improve safety. Grant Administrator Allison Beauregard says,
agriculture is considered one of the most hazardous industries to work in. So the Minnesota Department of Agriculture is offering the Rollover Protective Structure Rebate Program. The Rollover Protective Structure Rebate, that one assists farmers to retrofit tractors built prior to 1987 with roll bars and seat belts.
Beauregard says tractor rollovers remain one of the leading causes of preventable farm fatalities in Minnesota. And the Minnesota Wild skate in the newly named Grand Casino Arena tonight for the first time when they face the Dallas Stars in preseason play. The Stars edged the Wild 3-2 in overtime Tuesday night in Texas. Goaltender Philip Gustafson is expected to start in the rematch tonight, and several Wild regular players are making their exhibition debuts. This is MNN.